Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, a plum, and I forgot I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us.
When folks come from the Midwest or the East Coast, they just load up that sauerkraut. That's, I'd say, the favorite ingredient for folks from that side of the U.S.
Today's guest is John Quacha. John is the owner of Humboldt Hot Dogs. You may have seen him around with a hot dog stand somewhere in town. And we're going to talk about hot dogs. How long have you been in the hot dog business, John?
Well, I've been going out on that plaza for about 3 years now. I've been in the area about 6 years, worked a variety of jobs. I heard about the plaza vending program that the city of Arcata was doing, basically trying to get mobile food vendors out on the plaza to sort of make a little more accessible for families and regular folks. Honestly, I was, you know, somewhat of a unlikely candidate to get into the hot dog business. I was actually a vegetarian for almost 10 years in the past and had, you know, little to no prior business experience. But, you know, I'd been talking to a lot of friends and we thought, it's the one thing that Arcata lacks is good hot dogs. And at the time, I had been working as a social worker. It was a job that I was, you know, not entirely content with, was kind of looking to do something else. The hot dogs just seemed like a real easy niche to fill, something I knew I'd be capable of doing, and just something that Arcata didn't have. So I did a lot of research, looked into it, tracked down a hot dog cart, tracked down a good source of hot dogs, and got a plan together. Got out there and started doing it about 3 years ago, and it's definitely changed a lot over the years, but it's been real successful. Uh-huh. It's been great.
Now, why hot dogs in particular? Was that something that you've always loved, hot dogs?
You know, interestingly enough, I wouldn't say I even love hot dogs more than the average person. You know, generally, I've actually been a pretty healthy eater, and up until moving here, I was actually a vegetarian. Uh-huh. Mostly due to moral and health reasons. I don't think it's wrong to eat animals, but I think that the cattle industry in this country, and particularly the poultry industry, is extremely inhumane. And I think animals should be treated with some modicum of respect before they're slaughtered. You know, around here, there's so much local grass-fed beef, so many, you know, humanely raised animals that I just, you know, I started slipping back into eating meat, going to barbecues. Well, if that's going to get thrown out anyways, I guess I might as well eat it. So
let's talk about the type of meat that you ended up choosing, and that was Eel River organic grass-fed beef.
Yeah.
And did you do some taste testing before you decided on that one?
Definitely. You know, originally I went with Premier Meats, and they're a company that was founded in McKinleyville and have actually moved over to Shasta Lake, California, about 3 hours east of us. You know, I always wanted to have a real healthy hot dog cart. That was my main bent. But at the beginning, I didn't go all organic. I could not find any organic hot dogs that were local, for one, or that were, you know, at all affordable. I mean, I didn't want to have $5 hot dogs out there. I mean, I knew Arcata wanted, you know, probably a healthier style of hot dogs than the average town, but people still don't want to pay, you know, more than $3 for an average size hot dog. So it just wasn't cost effective when I first started out. Now, Premier Meats does have real quality meat. It's all flank cuts. It's nitrite free, which is real important, but they weren't completely organic. My second year of business, I'd been talking to Premier Meats for quite a while about, you know, trying to get some organic dogs from them, but their prices were just too expensive. They put me in touch with Clint Victorine from Eel River Organic Beef. He had just started producing a hot dog, actually. Mm-hmm. So they gave me his number. You know, I gave him a call and started ordering some hot dogs from him, which were more expensive than what I was paying from Premier, but still relatively affordable. Still something as to where I could, you know, get the hot dogs to folks for $3. Okay. So I tried them out and they tasted, you know, just like the Premier brand dogs, you know, real quality beef.
Where do you have your hot dog cart?
You know, right now I do not actually have a regular location. I was posting up in front of the bars there or at the flagpole site at nighttime and then during the daytime. Currently O-Dogs is in that site. But I do the Saturday market, the farmer's market in Arcata on every Saturday. And currently I'm actually going to the Mad River Brewery and Redwood Curtain on Wednesday through Saturday nights. I do a flea market down in Eureka, and I do just about every festival around here you could think of. This third year actually has been just amazing how busy I've kept just with festivals. You know, just I think the more I'm in business, the more people in the community hear about it and just get a hold of me through, you know, Facebook or Yelp.com. And they keep me pretty busy. You know, it's something new every week, which is exciting.
Oh, yeah. And where did you get your hot dog cart?
I actually got it from Florida company, All American Hot Dog Carts. You know, I was on Craigslist looking at some stuff down the bay, looked at one locally. There was a guy who, you know, I think tried to get a cart going about 5 years ago, never ended up doing it. You know, so he had this old rusty thing he was trying to sell. But I wanted something, you know, new. I paid out the nose for it, I'm not going to lie. I mean, especially having it shipped from Florida, but there's just, you know, there's nowhere locally that manufactures them on the West Coast. So you got to get them shipped over from the East Coast.
And then how do you get that to the different festivals?
It has a tow hitch on it, which is really nice. I have kind of a medium-sized cart. You know, it's not something that you get inside, but it's something that's real easy just to hook up to a tow hitch. And you got to keep it, you know, under about 50 miles an hour. But it's, you know, enough to get just about anywhere on the 101. Went over to Willow Creek last Sunday. That's about as far as it's been. So, yeah, real easy to transport.
And what are the licensing requirements for having a hot dog cart?
Oh, pretty similar to any other restaurant. You know, environmental health permit, food safety handler's card. You know, got to go to some classes for that. A business license, a resale permit, which you get from the Board of Equalization, and an approved plaza vending application. So yeah, not a lot of startup cost as far as the permits. Insurance cost a bit. They want $2 million per occurrence recovery. So that was a decent startup cost as well. But as far as permits, you know, it's not too bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the dogs themselves, because I think everybody's got their own preference on hot dogs. How about the toppings? What types of toppings do you offer?
Sure. Well, just about everything that I can, you know, feasibly offer. We've got dill relish, sweet relish. We've got a lot of different types of sauerkraut actually produced at the tofu shop. A purple panacea, a spicy green, just a standard, real high quality sauerkraut. A lot of carrot chunks and other veggies in them. That flavor. Got ketchup, mustard, deli mustard, you know, the spicy mustard, that's real important for folks. Mayonnaise, a little bit of sriracha, you know, hot sauce, which is something that you commonly see at a lot of hot dog carts. Occasionally I offer Calhoun's barbecue sauce. We'll throw some of that on
there.
That's
some tasty stuff.
Larrapin. I do have to charge a quarter extra for the larrapin because it's real expensive stuff. But it's great. And currently that's about it.
What's the most popular topping to put on a hot dog?
I would say just plain old mustard. I'd say plain mustard is the most popular condiment. When folks come from, you know, the Midwest or the East Coast, they just load up that sauerkraut you know, every time. So that's, I'd say, the favorite ingredient for folks from that side of the U.S.
My favorite dog is a kraut dog with mustard. Now, what's your favorite hot dog?
You know, I actually like our smoked chicken apple sausage probably the best. Oh. It's a little sweeter sausage. I like that with just a little bit of sweet relish and some just some larrapin on there. You know, a sweet dill sauce.
So that sausage, is that made by another manufacturer?
That one is actually coming from Premier Meats.
Oh,
the dogs
okay.
I offer are plain organic beef, a smoked beef sausage, and those are both from Eel River Organic Beef. And then from Premier Meats, I offer a bratwurst and also a smoked chicken apple dog.
Okay.
I wasn't able to find a local producer of pork or chicken, and those are definitely two dogs that I wanted to have available to people as well. The chicken is organic. The bratwurst is not fully organic, but it is nitrite-free. It is about as, you know, healthy as you can get.
Okay, and how about the buns? Where do you get the buns for your hot dogs?
The buns, I have just plain old white buns, you know, for the hot dog purist, and then whole wheat buns, which I get from the Arcata Co-op. So they're, you know, they're baked fresh there. It's a little bit of a heartier bun, those wheat buns. It's kind of a meal in itself for a lot of people. I usually just do those upon request because, you know, people just like their white buns. That's what they usually want to go for. But I do like to have the wheat, you know, available as well. I personally prefer one, a little more nutrition in them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this has made me hungry for a hot dog. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of speaking with John Quacha. Thank you, John.
Thank you for having me.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every kind of do.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.